want to be mamshich a little bit. I spoke last week. The Gemara zokt in Yuma, Tanu Rabbono. Oni ve'oshir ve'rosho boim ladin. Le'osid lovoi, there's three groups that come to ladin. Oni ve'oshir ve'rosho. Le'oni yo'imrim lo'i bipnei malo yosakto v'toiro. Mipnei malo yosakto v'toiro. Person comes to the Shomayim, they ask him, why you didn't sit and learn? And if he said he learned an hour, they ask him why he didn't learn two. And if he said he kept Zdorim, they ask him why he didn't learn Benas Dorim. He says, I had to rest. They will show him a lot of Benas Dorim, but he didn't rest. I had to take it easy. They will show him a lot of Benas Dorim, and he was working very hard, cooking and frying. Yeah? And he goes back to get into this person. There's no Shiloh about it. Why I didn't learn Friday Shabbos? I had to rest. They show that he made himself so tired that he had to rest after the whole week. Everyone that is bala din, surely what you say with the sitchila dinay shel adam mipnei malo yosakto betoiro. I'm neilo lomadeto. Mipnei malo yosakto betoiro. And the Gemara says, oni oimer. Told or isi b'mezinoisai, I didn't have a parnasa. I needed to make a living. Well, he says, I had to study a couple of years that I could become a doctor, but I had to make a living. All of that narishkeit. Oimrim loy, kluma isa oni yaisa mihilel. Kluma isa oni yaisa mihilel. Samot nezach. We're going to this Ani, that because she says Krishma Vikoshi in the end of this man, yeah? And they tell him, about you are more Ani from Hillel. Amrullah al Hillel, Shibachol Yoim Vayoim O Yoisir Mistakir Betaparki. Kind of coin. Chetzio Yoneisir Leshema Bezamedrish, Vechetzio Leparnosos Anshi Beisir. One day he didn't have enough, so he came on the door. Pasha, this is also the mechayev. If you don't have enough, climb on the window. But every day he did this matbea. Chatzi nosa l'shemo beis hamedrash and chatzi leparnososei leparnosas beisei. Chaim Shmulevitz would say alemol. The shemo got from everyone a half a coin, and the other half he lived for that day. So the mistake of the job to be the shomer of Beis HaMedrash was not the most chashuv job, yeah? The guy stayed outside in the snow, yeah, well, not like a gishmak job. Everyone that came to Beis HaMedrash gave him a half a coin, yeah? Every day. Now he was usher like, oh yeah, it's coming up. So let me tell you, 500 people came to Beis HaMedrash every day. So he got 500 half coins. So yeah, and he stayed, his job stayed to be the shomer of Beis HaMedrash. And last days they couldn't say later they'd let Hillel to come for free. Yeah, Nadav Shabbos was like a big amount of money. Then they saw Hillel wants it in so much. They asked the Shema to let him pass through. And Hillel had such a half a matbea, and all of his mishpocha lived with that half a matbea for the whole day. This was about the food in that day. This was the amount. The Shema got every day so much half a matbeas. And Hillel, half of Matbea doesn't give the parnasa. Just to have the musogim to the Chaim Shmulevitz, if they are news. The person says, yeah, I will work by night. A little job here, a little job here, a little job here. Help my wife, help my kids. Little jobs, a little bit more money, make it a bit easier. Hillel, he could have carried on working. He made a Matbea, Miyadi divided it to two. A half of the parnosa. So if a person is more poor from that, maybe he has what to answer. But if he's not so poor, he doesn't have what to answer. He doesn't have what to answer. Zog the Gemara weiter, Oshir. Oimim lo bipnei malo yosakto betoiro. Im oimer Oshir o isi vetorut benechosai. Oimrim loy klum Oshir o isa yoisa mirablazo. אמרו הרב לזר בן חרסוים שניח לאוביד אלף איורס ביבושה. He owned 100,000 cities. וכנגדם אלף ספינס ביום. And he owned 100 boats. 100 big ones. A thousand. ובכל יום ויום נויטל נויט של קמח על כתיבו, ומאלך מעיר לעיר, וממדינה למדינה ללמוד תורה. רב חיים שלוי says again, he says, "Osher ro'isi v'toriv benechosa." What kind of excuse is it? Why you didn't learn? I was rich, I was busy. Why I didn't learn? Rav Chaim Shalevitzi means I was rich and I was busy and I was supporting Torah and I was doing chesed. I made all different kind of organizations helping Klal Yisrael to learn Torah. They tell him Rav Lezer also could have done it, run his property much better, run the boats, macha matzav, much supporting Torah. He left everything. Okay, I have money, so run it. What will be and I can learn the whole day. Not even till 12 o'clock to the office. If not, boim ledin. And they asked him, he was richer from you. Klal Yisrael need his money. No one asked you to be the balabas that runs Klal Yisrael. Sit and learn. Leave it to someone else. And if not, there's one place for you. Gehenna. Rosho boledin. אומר לוי מפני מה לא עסקת בתוירו, אם אומר נוי איסי ותורות ביצרי. What I could do, you know, I wanted to learn all the bad sticks to me, you know, they start up with me the whole time. Every bachur the pass of this metal steps near my seat to shmooze to me, must come and talk. The guy knew, I don't want, I come to say that, like, you know, like a mess, all the flies come around them, yeah. You have some bachur, the mamish like pchinas mason. You see, they come into this medrash and the flies start to go around them. Yeah, I'm a koyel. I try to keep away from these kind of bachur. Anyways, yeah. I said, I'm a sod bachur. Person says, I'm mamish. I'm a good person. What I could do? I change a yeshiva. The bad boys find me there. I change another yeshiva. But every time where I go, the bad goes. But as manim, I go to Sfas and Shabbos. Bad people come over to me. Alamo. You think that this is an excuse? Yosef also was Noah. And he Yitzhar chased him. Nimtza Hillel Mechai v'sa'anim, Rab Lezer Mechai v'sa'ashirim, Yosef Mechai v'sa'rishon. They state in the Gemara. So this is the Gemara, but I want the shtickle under a chelek. So Bachus said, okay, so I will sit and learn. I will sit and learn. So there are Gemara in Sanhedrin that I want to mention. Just to read the Gemara. But to learn in the Gemara. Kshecholo Rab Lezer. Cholo Nisamaches Amud Beis. Kshecholo Rab Lezer. Nichnas Rab Akiva v'chavei Rab Levakroi. נכנסו ויושבו לפונו, רב לזר בסיק. אמר להם, לא מבוסם. מה יקיים? אמרו לו, ללמוד תורה. We heard you're sick, we came to learn. אמר להם, ואן עכשיו לא מבוסם. אמר להם, הורו להם פנאי. We didn't have enough time. Vice that you have a piece of mahalach, that we want to get you mahalach. We want to, you have a piece of Torah to say. We're busy. How about you're going to die? We just want the chabarai. Omar lehem, tomea ani im yomusu misas atzmo. I'm a super if you will die a normal death. For this aveira that you didn't come to learn till now, and becoming better in your learning, more ba'amola shul teira, you didn't work on the sugya till the end, you thought that I could tell you another pshat here in the Gemara. They came to ask something. They had a bit of shred of sugar. What did they take to happen? 5 hours. They had a couple of zachen that they were not nisbar kol ha-tzayrich. Omar le Rav Akiva sheli mao. What would be my punishment? Omar le shelcho kosher mishaloi. Zogt Rashi. Mipnei shelipcho posuach keulom. Ve'ilo shimashtani yoyisoloi metayra arbe. If you would be allowed in my house, you would learn a lot of Torah. And the Gemara says, "V'kmoisha omar kachoyo shosorgu b'soroi b'masrekoi shel barzel." Though you shake them as psori b'amarkulim, they sold it in the stores. Why? Shoyolip chopasuach keulom ve'ilu shimashtani lomati toiro harbe. The Tvi and Bitulteir and Rabbi Akiva can say it. Rabbi Akiva. Not in the years, 40 years that he didn't learn when he was Amoritz. Not in the years that he was Maimi 24,000 Talmidim. Not in the years Shoyodoyre Shtilei Tilim Shel Aloche Al Kol Kutz Vekutz. So for Teir, you know, the words are like little kutzim. We don't understand what to do with them. Rabbi Akiva al kol kutz v'kutz ayadei reshtilei tilim shel alochas. We don't have a musik what it means. But you could have learned more be'iyun. What is the punishment you deserve? That they will take metal combs and they will comb your body. Now don't think that Rabbi Akiva gets punished more from you. Just for us, they leave it upstairs there, comb us. They have better combs there. Rabbi Akiva, they had rachmanes on him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to be zach venoki. Zach venoki, that he will get the fully olam haba. So he gets punished in this world. What is the punishment? Sorku psoroi b'masrekoi shel barza. You could have learned more. Not even roishcho. Lipcho pasuach keulo. Ve'ilu shimashtani lomati toiro har. A person has to know. We say it every morning. The Talmud Toiro Keneged Kulo. It's a pachad. It's a pachad she'en kedugmosoi. No one has a day that he could answer, "I was not mevatel Toiro." No one. No one has a day that he could answer it. And if you will say, "I was poor," they will tell him, "Hillel." He will say, "I was busy." Rab Lezer. He will say, "I had such a ill." Some people, they think that so much Yitzhahar, I can't help it. You know, this, the new kind of Yitzhahar, I just can't help it. Kluma Yisa, no Yisa mi Yosef. You sat and learned. You couldn't be bothered to see the ktsais inside. What's exactly why Miplanius Avinta needs a migu? What is exactly the esbel? Yeah, taste is also, you need a migu, you don't need a migu, vital. And that? Masrikoi shel barzel. Masrikoi shel barzel. Next sukkah, next taste. Not enough as mother. Lipcho pasuach keulom. Lipcho pasuach keulom. Lomato teiro harbe. The Gemara goes weiter. It's one more Gemara. Gemara zogt. It's Gemara in Chulin. Rabbi Eichelon says on Ben Azai, Rabbi Enesen, "Hoyo Rabbi Shmuel Doirish is called Mikroetz. Omar." Ben Azai said on himself, "Chaval alai Ben Azai shelo shimashti es Rabbi Shmuel." Zogt Rashi, "Chavolo al Ben Azai hefsed v'chabole bo'oilo shekol o'oilo nechval shelo shimashti es Rabbi Shmuel." Ben Azai chazal say, "Shim ata maniach kol chach mi Yisrael." Ben Azai אמר בן עזאי כל חכמי ישראל בעיניי כקליפס השום. I'm such a chacham, I'm so great, everyone towards me is like a peel of a garlic. Mamish garlic, a peel of a garlic, you could just break it. It's not even a mamoshes. A peel of an orange, chachot a mamoshes. A peel of a garlic, klipas hashum. Zog ben azay, but I could have learned more. Chavol el ha'olam. Zog Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, this was a shmuz. And he said, every person with every yeshiva boch that is sitting in a bismedosh and he has the echatimtze to become a Talmid Chochem and he doesn't become a Talmid Chochem and the years pass through and he doesn't become a Talmid Chochem, oy lanu miyoyim adin, oy lanu miyoyim atichecha. It's a pachat. It's a pachat. I tell you, I had a mice. It's happening yet. Talmud of Yeshiva. I was close to my new Yeshiva sometimes. I was close to him a little bit. With the years, I got closer to him and closer to him. His friends are very, you know, from the best that I mentioned. His illus for the best of a mensch also, and he started to work for businesses, and in the morning he gives a shiur balabatimir and a shiur balabatimir. He learns a couple of hours before he goes to work. He calls me up 2 months ago. He got an offer, one of the cities doesn't make a difference, he wanted to become a Rosh Kayo. Not such a choshev koyla. They want to become a Rosh HaKoyla. He'll run the community. Still as his parents, shumpani vayif, and you know, they're already buying a house in a place that, you know, that Rosh HaKoylas don't live there, yeah? And now the switch of the whole life, you know. You know, planning if yes, the chata last week, you know, to do things that you can't do after it. I told him, so what is the shayla? So he called me up to ask me if to take the job or not. So I said, what is the shayla? So he said, Lemaise, her parents are mamish making a melchama she'en keduk mosa. And the people will start to speak to them. And I saw they're not strong enough, you know, to pass such a passage in life, to start to speak to the mishpacha. I don't listen, that could be, would be the right thing to take the job. But Lemaise, I don't know if you're ready to fight with everyone, you know. If you fight with everyone and you'll be depressed and you'll be this and you'll be that, and then the Zainish can learn you. So I think you can't take the job, there's nothing more to do. You get a phone call after a couple of days. From him, not even from him. So her parents are the ones, the bad. Crying. But she wants in writing that they will not go to Gehenna. Because Lemay said they could sit and learn now. They don't have no excuse anymore to work. So on every second that they're not learning, or her husband is not learning, they'll be burning in Gehenna. They're getting a salary, they don't need more. Because they want to be better than mensch. Who will take them out from Gehenna? La'achar me'ah ve'esrim. When they will meet the two doors and they will tell them, you could have been a Rosh Koylel, you could have been a Talmid Chachem, and you stayed at Balabos and you stayed a couple of hours shiurim. Who will promise me that I will not be in Gehenna? I can't let my husband to do it if I don't have it in writing, that I could have a paper. I told him my paper is not worth nothing there, so it doesn't help. You know? You know, the show don't ask you who it is, you know. It's a great thing to say, you know. Hashem, I'll write you a paper, you're safe. So I can't cheat you to give you a paper, you know, you'll put it in your caver and nobody will use it. So you know, it's not worth the check, it's not accepted, yeah. This has to be unsere Ashkoff. Unsere Pachat. a person has a mistake. He thinks HaKadosh Baruch Hu has time. Every minute is a din v'cheshbon on every minute. And a Shabbat that you go away is a din v'cheshbon. I can't. It's so hard for me. This is what you say now. They'll show you how it was hard to heal him, how you tzeroi Yosef had, and they'll be down you on Bittul Beirah. We're not speaking now, I'm doing Averis. I had a headache. The Bachar every second day he tells me he's sick. I told him that B'shituchim is that he would not send to ask me. I never saw such a sick person in my life. His stomach, every day he has stories with his stomach, and every time he's late. I said, you know, just don't send to me because I never saw. I told him. Such a sick bachar I never saw. I don't know how many of you know before now. Anyway, no one will be going to camps anymore. I think the Yeshua will ask about this Hashem. Because a bachar went to camps. Yeah, I don't know how this bachar went to camps. How bachar went to camp? Then he was not sick. He goes away for Shabbos. I don't. It was in my house, I'm up for Shabbos meal, I didn't see every hour he goes out to the bathroom. But in Seder, every hour he goes out to the bathroom. He's hungry. I don't know how he fasts Yom Kippur. But in Seder, at 10 o'clock he needs a coffee, at 11 o'clock he needs a candy. A person doesn't understand. Boim Ledin is Boim Ledin. You could smile here. You could laugh here. You could think that it's not negar to you. Val hakol yovo yalekim b'mishpat. It's the famous meisah from the Goyen. The Goyen was once in a city, and everyone was waiting to see him. They were climbing in the windows, and the guy slept extra 2 minutes from what he used to sleep in. He got the name of the town, and the guy got up and he said, "Oi, schlechte town, in Batna Mishlof." So when the guy passed back in that place, on the way back from the trip, and that night, the Goyen slept 2 minutes less what he normally sleeps to catch up for these 2 minutes that he slept. A person has to know if he needs 5 hours of sleep and he sleeps 6 hours, it'll be a nitva alavoyim bitlteir. I don't have a cheshek. And it's no. Why the Gemara doesn't say, and a person comes and said, "I was not cut off for learning." Enka's excuse. Sinishtar's excuse. And when you learn, it's no excuse to learn because I even call it. It's a pachat. But I want to tell you, says Rabbi Asachmo, it's the Gemara mit Rab Amram, Chasida. We don't understand that Gemara. We mentioned it a couple of times, this Gemara. The Gemara says that Rabbi Amram Chasida, they had these shvuyas, and they didn't know where to put them. So they put them by Rabbi Amram Chasida, and they put them on the second floor, and they had like a ladder that he had to have 10 people to climb on the ladder, to pick up this ladder. And they put the ladder down. And Rabbi Amram Chasida got up in the middle of the night, we don't understand what the Gemara means, and he picked up this ladder himself, and he put the ladder that you can climb up. And he started to climb up on the ladder. And he started to yell, "Nu Rebbe Beis Amram! Nu Rebbe Beis Amram! There's a fire by Rebbe Amram!" The whole city came. And they see Rebbe Amram with pajamas in the middle of the night climbing to the room of the Shvuyas. So the Gemara Talmidim from Rebbe Amram told him, "You know, we're Rebbe Amram Chassidim, yeah? We all Rebbe Amram's already. Now, Bizeidus, we're embarrassed to go in the street." Everyone says, "Look what happened to Rabbi Amram." He told him, "Mutav kasiftu behay alme, mi kasiftu be'alme de'osi." It's good you'll be embarrassed in this world. You want to go upstairs to find out who I am? You come to Elam Ha'emes and you'll show you that your Rebbe did Avera, then you'll be happier. A person sometimes is bad bochim, Baruch Hashem, they're not sitting here now, and when they hear this kind of divrei chizuk, say, hey, let me rub with all the meshuga, let me rub with this, please let me give me a koyach, let me a little bit free, you know, that I'm meshuga. Better to hear this in this world. When you come upstairs, there's no more excuse. So the Buskerov Zog, people think, yeah, there'll be a lot of oilam there. In Gehenna, it's not like you're sitting near each other and you could schmooze in the middle. He said, it's Eretz Tzio Shmomo Beloi Oiver. Everyone will feel he's the only one. Shtaltach Tzu, you're in a huge desert, the only one and suffering. This is the way to look in Gehenna. You don't hear no one else. Eretz Tzio Shmomo Beloi Oiver. Hashem has enough place for everyone. You will feel you're the only one suffering. You will not know how much more people are suffering. You eat yourself up. And you sit and suffer and suffer. This is Gehenna. And every second bit of Torah. A bocher sometimes says, I can't. So the bocher goes to his Rebbe and tries the most that he could try. But if he doesn't try the most that he could try, Oshir Boladin, Ani Boladin, the Rosh Boladin. And I heard one, Rosh Boladin, Rosh. Who the Torah calls a Rosh? Rosh. He thinks they're going to damn him why he went by night here, and why he looked in this, and why he did this. Lama lo yosakta betoiro. Menas Dorim, you played a game. Chutz, a bad game. Lama lo yosakta betoiro. He ate in a restaurant. Chutz, no hechsher. Lama lo yosakta betoiro. I needed to eat. For sugar. 5 minutes, you finish. Hashem, think Hashem will accept the excuse that a person had to eat every night supper for an hour and a half? Every person will be needing of them. And I'm telling you, remember what I'm saying? In 120 years, when the Anshim will come, Chas v'Shalom, you'll understand exactly what it means. Rosho Boledin, Lomo lo yosakto betoiro, Lomo lo pilpalto, why you nilin be'iyun, why you nilin pshat in lavkomoidis? What's the pshat in the Rashbo, in the Ri? Marsho is girech, the Drisha is girech. It is not one person that will not be done in this day. But the Gemara doesn't say not capable people boladin, vaistois, that is bichlal not an excuse there. I couldn't. Nishtar is an excuse. That is Hashem. We'll have siyata nishtar.